真是得到了这个礼物，我们也能够享受这个礼物。
Guide us in your word now and bring us your truth.
能够带领我们，把你的真的话语的真的意思告诉我们。
Teach us by your Holy Spirit.
用你的圣灵的光，用你的圣灵来教导我们。
And don't let us get away from your truth.
然后让我们不要远离你的真理。
In Jesus' name.
我就应奉基督耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Brothers and sisters, while you're standing, if you can move over to Hebrews chapter 13.
我们大家还站着的时候，我们要先打开圣经，到希伯来书十三章。
We're in chapter 13 in Hebrews, and I would like the Mandarin readers to read first verses 1-8.
我们打开希伯来书十三章，我们要中文先读一节到八节。好，我们开始。你们同存兄弟相爱的心，不可忘记用爱心接待客旅，因为曾有接待客旅的，不知不觉的就接待了天使。你们要纪念被捆绑的人，好像与他们同受捆绑，也要纪念遭苦害的人，想到自己也在肉身出中。床不可污秽，因为苟合行淫的人审判。你们存心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为主，也不丢弃你，所以你们可以放胆地说，主是帮助我的，我并不惧怕。人能把我怎么样呢？从前引导你们传神之道给你们的人，你们要效法他们，效法他们的信心，留心看他们为人的结局。耶稣昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。你们
好吧。And the English readers, 13, 1 through 8 in Hebrews. Let love of the brethren continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by this some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember the prisoners as though in prison with them, and those who are ill-treated, since you yourselves are also in the body. Marriage is to be held in honor among all, and the marriage bed is to be undefiled. For fornicators and adulterers God will judge. Make sure that your character is free from the love of money, being content with what you have, for he himself has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you, so that we confidently say, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid, what will man do to me? Remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and consider the result of their conduct, imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Very good. 请坐。
那请坐。
The title of this message is called Remember, Consider, and Imitate. And...Yep,
我们今天所要讲的这个标题的中文翻译是应该是这样，是要纪念，要考虑，然后还要效法。
Those are three very strong verbs. They're words of action.
这三个动词是非常强烈的动词，它们代表了一个行动。
And the message in the book of Hebrews for the global church is that Jesus is better, he is superior than any other thing that the Christian believers are tempted to fall into.
是，这个希伯来书整个所讲的就是耶稣是基督是超越一切的所有的，他比其他人所相信的一切都要更真实。
In the midst of trouble,
在困难的时候
，believers are to fix their eyes on Jesus。
我们这些信主的人要把我们的眼目注目在耶稣身上。
Live by faith，
然后用 靠信心而生活。
And run the race that is marked out for them.
然后跑那个主给他们所设好的这条路，在这上面跑。
For those of us who are believers here today,
我们这些信主的人。
There is a race that Christ has marked out for you, for me.
有一个跑道，这个耶稣已经为我们所设定好的。
Sometimes you can't see the markings.
有时候你看不到这个跑道上的这个标记。
But it's a race that He wants us to run and to listen to His leading.
但是这是一条跑步的路，是我们的主希望我们跟着他来跑，然后听他的指引。
So the writer of the book of Hebrews.Knew that these Jewish readers were in danger of going back to offering animal sacrifices. He was concerned they would go back to what they used to do.
希伯来的这个作者知道这个当时的犹太的信徒们，基督徒们，他很容易就到回到以前的旧路上去，就是能够用这些牲畜来献祭。
And to go back to those animal sacrifices was not necessary because of what Christ had done at the cross.
因为主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的那些重新回到以前的旧路，用牲畜来献祭已经是不必要了。
If you are a Christian, there will be things that will tempt you to go back to that sometimes which is not Christ.
如果你是基督徒的话，但是你有一些旧的这个习惯，那些旧的事情会把你引诱，然后回到你的旧路上，那也是不必要的。
If we return to worship things in the world and that are not of Christ, we will never find the peace of Christ.
如果我们在这个世界上做一些敬拜，是以前世界上所要求的敬拜，这些事情是完全不能得神的喜悦，这基督的喜悦的。
Whatever we might be seeking in this world to pay for our sins or to bring us pleasure,
不论我们在这个世界上能找一些什么东西能够偿还我们的罪债，或者能够带给我们一些快乐，
we cannot find in this world system.
在这个世界上这个系统里面，我们是找不到这样的事。
Now we know in our earthly life, God has numbered the days He's going to give to each of us.
我们知道我们在地上的日子，神已经把我们在地上所要过的日子已经数算过了。
Only He knows the day when we will die.
只有我们的神知道我们哪一天会死。
Only He knows the circumstances that will end our lives here.
他也知道在什么环境下我们的这个在地上的生命就会结束。
So the Bible reminds us to be ready at all times for God to take us.
所以圣经在这里提醒我们，要在我们在地上活的时候，每一天都要准备好神接我们走的日子。
And sometimes when I drive and I see a car drifting left and somebody texting, when I see that, I think, oh, this might be my day.
在这个路上开车的时候，我有时候看前面那个车慢慢慢慢就往左边偏了，然后这个开车的人好像在这个拿着这个手机在那里发信息，我心里就是想今天我在地上的日子大概就是今天了，今天就是我最后一天。
God has told us basically that all people who have ever lived will have to stand before Jesus when He judges them and their lives.
所以耶稣告诉我们，我们在地上只要是活着的人或者已经走了的人，他们走有一天都要在耶稣的面前，在他的审判座前能够接受这个审判。
Romans 14:12 was the first verse when I was 22 years old and becoming a Christian that I realized I am accountable to God. I will never escape the fact I will stand before ChristAnd give an account of how I lived.
是啊，罗马书十四章十二节，就是我年轻时候信主的时候，我就意识到这句话，就是有一天我要在我的主耶稣面前能够做一个交代。
Jesus will be the ultimate and superior judge of where people will spend eternity.
就是耶稣就是最终的这个审判官，就是在人。进入永久之前，耶稣是最终的审判官，没有人能够逃避这最终的审判。
And there is no escaping the final judgment.
好， 是没有人能够逃脱啊，就是像罗马书十二章所说的呀，我们个人要向自己的事在神面前说明。
For the real Christian, that judgment seat will not be to decide whether or not people will go to heaven or hell.
对真的基督徒来说，这个审判并不是说我们要去天堂或者去地狱。
That judgment seat will be more of an awards throne.
这个在耶稣台前的审判就是我们这个耶稣要告诉我们谁能够得到奖赏。
And for the Christian, that judgment seat will be, he will decide what awards or rewards, if you like, he will give to people for how they lived.
Yeah, 所以对基督徒来说，在基督台前的审判是基督给那些他们在世上所活怎样活出怎样活出一个基督的生命的一个奖赏。
Now remember, everyone who believes is saved by grace, not by what you did, not your works.
你要记得，我们是得救是出于恩，而不是出于你所做的。
But works matter because works without faith is dead.
但是我们所做的功也是有用的，因为没有信心的功。只有行为啊，没有信心啊，没有行为是没有用的。
Be there with us. They're good.
They remember the verse I was kind of.
Now, in the final judgment, we need to understand people who did not want Jesus, did not want him in their lives, did not want God in their lives. God seems that he's going to give them their request.
在最后的审判的日子，就是那些在世上活着的时候没有信耶稣的，他们拒绝我们的主的，我们的神在最终审判的日子会能够答应他们所求的，就是他们在世的时候所求的。
Some comedian made a laughing joke about hell.
有一些媒体是这样做了一个像笑话一样给这个地狱做了这么一个形容。
He said, "Don't worry," he said, "Hell is no worse than a 3-star motel."
Yeah, 他说那个就是那个讲那个媒体人呢、啊、就这样说，这个地狱并不比这个三星旅馆差一些。
He is going to be very surprised because hell is not a 3-star motel.
Yeah, 他那个媒体人就会有可能会在这里很惊讶这个地狱不是三星级旅馆。
When hell is described in the book of Revelation, it is a place described as the fire will never go out.
在启示录里面所讲的这个地狱，所讲的地狱是这样一个光景，在这个地狱里面，这个火是永远不灭的。
Hell will be painful imprisonment for those people who chose not to have Christ in their lives.
就是这个地狱，就是对那些没有选择基督耶稣做他们的救主的那些人来说，就是永远的痛苦的监狱。
So nobody's going to be able to negotiate Christ's perfect judgment. When he speaks, it is his judgment because he has all legal authority from his Father in heaven to do that.
当耶稣在最后做最后的审判的时候，没有人能够逃避这个审判的结果，因为我们的耶稣他就是从父神那里有了完全的权柄。
Do not underestimate Christ's legal power to decide where you and I will be going.
不要在这里低估我们的耶稣所有的这个法律的这个权柄，他能够决定我们最终去哪里。
The reason the gospel is good news, partly is because there's very bad news. For those who do not want to embrace that, it's bad news.
为什么我们所说的这个信仰是福音？因为福音的对立面就是有一个很坏的消息，就是那些不接受福音的就会有很坏的结果。
So brothers and sisters, those of you who know the Lord, live in such a manner that you honor him, you respect him, and even fear him, because he has the power to determine where you will be forever.
是啊，所以我们这些信耶稣的人在这里信靠耶稣，在这里爱他，也能够敬仰他，也能够
恐惧他，因为我们的耶稣有这个完全的权柄，能够决定我们的将来。
But he has loved us with a lavish love.
但是我们的耶稣在这样有这么大的宽广的这个对我们有这样的爱。
And he wants us to be with him forever.
他希望我们能够和他永远在一起。
Now, when we look at the passage in 13:1 through 8, the first six verses are a grouping that I want to take us through quickly and get to the last two verses. And so the first verse says, let brotherly love continue.
所以我们刚才所读的这个希伯来书一章一到八节，一到六节的话是一起的。它我们要很快的过，我们要过一下子，因为它的一到六节讲的就是要存弟兄相爱的心。第一节。
When I go home to the Hawaiian Islands to Hawaii, we don't go every 2 years, but about every 4 years we go to a family reunion.
我是从夏威夷来的，每差不多不是每年了，也不是每两年，我们差不多每四年去那里家庭的家族里面的聚会，要去家族聚会的夏威夷。
And every time we go, there's a T-shirt for the reunion.
这个是我们去那边的话，我们就做一些这个 T 恤衫，这个是为了家庭聚会所做的。
Very pretty.
这看上去很美吧
？And it costs money.
在这挺贵的。
Now in the middle here, coming down is the word Giannatio. It's Ohana.
中间一个字呢叫 Ohana.
Ohana, and it means family.
Family. 这个是夏威夷话是 family.
We know that it's a family.Reunion and the name of our family coming from a sea captain are the Browns.
他的这个意思呢，就是家庭的聚会。这个中间的这个字的家庭的名字呢，就是从一个航海船长的那边来的，叫棕色还是啊？不是不是这个这个、皇冠。
So the sea captain.Is our ancestor four or five generations back, and he had nine children.
我们在四五代的这个祖父之前呢，我们有一个家族里面有一个做海上的船长呢，他有九个孩子。
And when the nine children married in Hawaii, you had lots of combinations, like a Chinese buffet.
所以他九个孩子在夏威夷，然后都成了家，然后又有了子女之后，就混在一起啊。
So I'm not kidding you. If we all show up, we could have 300 people there from all over the place.
所以他这个家族里面，这个有个老祖宗有九个孩子啊，这个都混在一起的话，有很多的，就像他刚才说的，就像中式补费餐一样，就是自助餐，有很多，他全部拉出来的话有300个人。
And it's never the same group because some have married, some have died.And you have new babies, and so it's never the same people. It's combinations.
所以这这么多人，大家有些人能来，有些人已经还会结婚了，有的人死了，有的人生孩子了，总是不能都来，但是有很多人会来。
And the family motto, which shows up on every T-shirt, is Aloha ke kahi I ke kahi, love one another.
对啊，他们在这印在这个 T 恤上呢，就是每一次都是一样的，就是这个祝福的话，就是我们要相爱，彼此相爱，彼此相爱。
Every T-shirt I have from our reunion says Aloha ke kahi I ke kahi, love one another.
就是我们一个要相互爱相爱的意思，就是下面印的字都是一样的。
That's what verse 1 says.
这是第一节所说的。
Let brotherly love, the kind you choose.Love, keep loving each other.
就是要存着长存弟兄相爱的心。
Now, brothers and sisters, just because we wear the T-shirt doesn't mean we can love each other.
那不是说我就穿这个T恤衫之后我们就相互相爱了。
So we have to be reminded that we need to choose. This love is in Greek. It's the Philadelphia love. It's the love that you can choose to give.
所以我们在这里要想强调的就是我们这里所说的爱就是希腊文中的兄弟一般的爱就是Adelphi 的意思。
The agape love from God alone, you have all experienced this, when it comes into you,
And the love is it's so strong, it's from God, and you love somebody maybe that you don't even like.
所以我们所说的这个从Agape 这个爱就是从神那里来的爱，这个爱是那么的强，即使你不爱那个人，那个人也不知道也不喜欢你爱他，但是你还是这样的爱他。
And the brotherly love here, the Greek says brother, the Greek word there is from the same womb.
这个所说的这里所说的就是兄弟般的爱，就是Philadelphia的意思呢，就是从这个兄弟意思就是从同一个子宫里面出来的。
So God the Father has given birth to people, and in this what from the same womb, it's from the same Creator. Therefore, we can choose to love each other, not based on race, not based on color, but because we're from the same womb, God the Creator has given us life.
因为神创造了我们，我们都是从同一个子宫出来的，所以神对我们这个爱，兄弟相互的爱是不论我们的种族肤色，我们都是同一个子宫出来的。
And the Amplified Version says, "Let love for your fellow believers continue and be a fixed practice with you. Never let it fail."
就是他有这个扩大一点的意思，就是让你的兄弟间的爱能够继续的，能够就是一个有一个固定的这个在你的里面有一个操练，然后从来不失败的爱。
Some people you like and they're easy to love.
有些人你喜比较爱你喜欢，因为他们很容易被爱。
Some people you don't really like.But you're commanded to love. And that's hard. That's
有些人你并不爱，但是你受了神的命令，你要爱他们，这是很不容易的事情。
So do I have to like you to love you?
我一定要喜欢你才能爱你吗？
Or do I have to love you because he said to do that?
还是我要爱你，因为我们的神说我要爱你，所以我就爱你。
So verse 2 now moves into...The exhortation to be hospitable to people.
第二节就是讲怎样要热情的款待别人。
It says, "Don't neglect to show hospitality to strangers, because some have been angels and you didn't know it."
是，因为第二节是这样讲，不可忘记用爱心接待客旅，因为曾有接待客旅的，你在不知不觉就接待了天使。
Now that's a really powerful verse because had I shown hospitality to somebody who was a stranger I didn't know, and was that person possibly an angel?
是啊，这个是一个很强的一个经节，就是你对一个人，你热情招待一个人，你并不认识他，但是这个人有可能就是一个天使。
There's a couple of people in the past who are a little strange, and we had hospitality for them, and they were gone, and perhaps they might have been angelic messengers, and we couldn't recognize them. That's what the scripture says, you won't be able to recognize them.
有些人我们以前招待过，就是他来了之后就招待了一下，然后这个人就不见了。但是从这个经文说，就是你不知道这些人就有可能是天使，他们是神派来的。
And so the angels exist, we know that. And if you ever invite me for a meal with you, I guarantee you, I am not an angel.
我们知道这个天使是存在的，但是如果你要请我去吃饭的话，我向你保证，我不是那天使。
But the thrust is be hospitable. Don't wait for the best moment. Be hospitable to strangers. And a number of these strangers in this context were Christians who were running from persecution. So they were coming and they had no place to stay. They had nothing to, they were running for their faith. When you see those people especially,Be hospitable to them.
我们所说的这个爱心接待客旅，并没有什么前提条件。在当时的这个情况下，这个希伯来书的作者是这样写的：因为那个时候有很多的基督徒，他们在罗马时期受了逼迫，他们在逃命，所以你热心的招待他们，就是招待了天使，从神那里来的人。
And then you see verse 3 in the same flow. Okay, and the next one. This is good. Yeah. So we're in attitudes and actions in Christian living. Attitudes are be hospitable, love one another. And in verse 3, it says, remember those who are in prison as if you were their fellow prisoners, and remember those who are ill-treated, since you also are likely to be ill-treated. And so it's bringing a reminder that we want to be conscious of people and extend our help to them when they're being ill-treated, and even if they're in prison. So it's a general reminder that you have people like this.
好，我们刚才所说的就是一个是态度的问题，一个是行为的问题。态度的话，你就要对那些其他的人，你要热心的招待他们。但是这个后面讲的就是行为的事情。行为的事情就是在第三节里面讲的，你们要纪念被捆绑的人，好像与他们同受捆绑，也要纪念遭苦害的人，想到自己也在肉身之中。
And so the body here, the Christians here, are being reminded to be sure that you are conscious of those who need help.
你在这里的这个经文里面所讲的，就是你们这些基督徒要知道别人所受的苦难，要纪念别人所受的苦难。
All you have to do is read the newspaper or watch the news, and you'll see global suffering all over the world.
所以你要做的就是，你能做的就是看看这些新闻，看看这些报纸，就是世界上很多地方都在遭难。
Now we can't help everybody, but we certainly can try to identify what are they going through, and what that does is it helps our hearts to stay soft and human for them. We can't help everybody, but don't forget what's happening out there.
所以并不是说我们能够帮到世界上所有的人，但是通过这些了解这些世界上的人很多在那里受苦的话，你的心就会柔软，至少能够跟着这个形式知道哪些地方需要帮助，哪些世界上有些。
And when I looked at the program today, the brochure, it says Love China Fund. I don't know what that is, but I suspect it's some form of help for those who need help, and that's what the scripture is encouraging. So don't forget those folks.
我今天读这个布告栏上面写的这个为中国这个捐款的事情，我也不知道这个是中国哪方面的事情的需要捐款，但是至少我知道那些地方的人需要帮助，不要忘记那边的人。
So if you look at where we are, we're coming into verse 4 now, and it's the attitudes and actions in Christian living, and this one now is going to talk about marriage.
好，我们刚才所说的就是基督徒生活中的态度和行为，下面第四节的话又转到了这个婚姻的事情。
And it says, to honor marriage and to keep it pure because God is a God of pureness and holiness, and He is going to judge those who choose to be sexually immoral and adulterous. That's His prerogative. He can judge those people because He is a God of holiness. And so He says, keep that marriage holy.
所以第四节所讲的就是婚姻的事情，就是神看的就是你们婚姻是否能够纯洁，你有没有犯奸淫的事情，因为神是要实行审判的，他最终要审判那些不纯洁犯奸淫的人。
The message says it like this: honor marriage and guard the sacredness of sexual intimacy between the husband and the wife. God draws a firm line between casual and illicit sex. He has a line there.
第四节所讲的就是要尊重婚姻，然后要分清楚丈夫和妻子的这个亲密关系，然后神划了一条很清楚的界限，就是说怎样区别婚姻和你的偶尔的这个不好的这个外面的性行为。
Now these truths will work for any generation, will work anywhere in the globe, and if the principles are honored, there will not be chaos and there will not be decay in the relationships.
所以这个里面所划的界限，不论是时间的变化或者是每一个时段的变化，都是一样的，就是怎样尊重婚姻， 如果这个混乱的局面出现的话，或者就是婚姻的原则被破坏的话，这个世界上就会很混乱。
I'm really glad you're translating, not me. Really glad. Now, brothers and sisters, if society can normalize sin, can make adultery normal, if it can do that, what's going to happen is people are going to get numb. They're going to get careless. They're going to get disinterested. They're going to say, oh, don't worry about that. That's like old school.
所以如果一个社会一个国家把这个非法婚姻或者是这个奸淫把它合法化或者是把它变成普通化的话，这个整个的社会就变成了一个混乱，人们就会在那里时时就是说那些婚姻的教导是旧的故事了，不用再听了。
And if society and the world can normalize sin, it will take this kind of living, holy livingInto a godless trajectory, and it will go lower and lower and lower. And you're seeing that today.
如果你看这个世界上的社会把这个非法的婚姻作为一种很普通的事情对待的话，我们看见神圣洁的这个社会道德就会越来越差，越来越糟糕，一步一步的走向毁灭。
And God reminds us, it is His job to take care of those people who want to do that. He will handle them.You take a good look, but let him handle judging them. He's got it.
神在那里应许我们，答应我们，就是有关那些非法的这个就是行淫的那些人的人和事，由神来审判。我们要做的就是我们怎样做到一个能够过一个圣洁的生活。
When you see what happens when people discredit marriage in Christ, there'll be some consequences like harmful diseases, mental anguish, divorces, dysfunctional relationships. You're going to see that coming when people don't treat marriage as holy from the Lord. You will see some bad results.
当你看见这个，如果是在这个世界上一些不好的这个奸淫合法化的社会里面，你看见他们慢慢的就会出现很多很多的问题，包括一些很致命的疾病，或者是一些就是很常常愤怒的这些人，然后也出现了离婚，然后也是相互之间的夫妻关系也不正常，或者是导致了死亡。
Very good. Now, folks, look at verse 5. This is really powerful.Here it comes.
我们走一下第五节，这是很有力的。
Here's the practical action and the other. Keep your life free from the love of money.
好，第五节是这样讲的：你们存心不可贪爱钱财
，and be content with what you have.
然后要以自己所有的为满足。
For God has said, I will never leave you.And never forsake you. That's where your security is, not in your money.
所以主曾说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。这个是主给我们的保证，给你们保证的是主的话语，而不是钱财。
I love that when I review this today, the version that you usually read from is this one here. You know what it is, and it says, make sure that your character is free.From the love of money, tremendous.
就是我今天读这个经文的话，就是上面有一个感动，就是不要让你的性格和受神的捆绑，不受钱财的捆绑。
Yeah, your character is who you really are beyond the public face. Your character is where it's happening. If you love money, that's your character, and where your money is.It says what? There's going to be your heart. So you watch this carefully because of all the powerful forces in the world, money is going to be one of them.
所以 你看，你如果你爱这个钱财的话，就是你的性格是爱这个钱财的话，就像圣经所讲的，你的心在你的财宝在哪里呢？其实你的心就在哪里。
Notice it says don't love money. It doesn't say money is bad. It says don't love it.
对啊，神这里所说的话不是说这个钱财是坏的。不爱钱财，就是你不要去爱这个钱财。
Yeah. The Bible does not teach that money is not evil.
圣经并没有教导我们，告诉我们钱是罪。
It teaches that loving and craving money is the root of all kinds of evil.
所以，他圣经告诉我们，这个爱这个钱财，或者是完全的渴慕这个钱财，是所有罪恶的源泉。
All people need buying power to receive opportunities for getting food and housing and transportation, clothing, medical help. That's the common need. That's okay.
所以人世上的人都需要这个有这个钱财来买食物、买房子，或者是交通，或者是衣服，或者是这个医药上面的需要，这个是可以理解的。
But when money becomes a god,
但是当钱变成了你的上帝以后
，Scripture, you can't serve that god and Almighty God. It cannot be done.
是圣经上说，你不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门，就只能侍奉一个神。
And so we remember Proverbs 4:23, guard your heart above all else, because from your heart, from your character, from the real deep in stuff will come the course of your life.
所以要保守你的心这个是箴言十章二十三节是这样写，要保守你的心胜过保守一切，因为的一生的果效由心发出。
The story was told of a multi-billionaire.
我要讲的故事就是一个亿万富翁。
He was asked, how much money is enough?
他有人问他，你需要多少钱你才够呢？
And he said,Just a little bit more.
那个亿万富翁说，只要再多一点点就够了。
He's trapped. He loves money. He's finished for him.
因为这个亿万富翁他是爱这个钱财，他完全受了这个钱财的控制。
Yeah. And so, if you look at 1 Timothy 6, it reminds us that the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And some who have craved money have wandered away from the faith.And pierce themselves with many griefs.
所以，提摩太书这里讲到，这个有些爱钱的人，他是这样的爱钱，然后就把自己钉在钱上面。
And so that verse that says the Lord is my helper, it's very strong in the Greek. It says three times, I will never, no, never, I promise never leave you.That's where you're secure, not in the things you have.
所以神在那里用在希腊文的原文的说，我永远永远不离开你，永远三次。
And so he said, what can people do to you? They can't send you to hell, but fear the one who can. And so we get tremendous perspective on life that if we're listening to God the Father, we will make a lot less mistakes.And we will have a level, we will have a life that he will be pleased with. And so that's what we're hearing here.
所以我们说别人有可能不能说你能怎么样呢？别人说你这里有什么好呢？但是我们因为有神的保证，我们能够这里说到，所以我们的神是我们的依靠，我们永远永远神会永远永远不抛弃我们的。
Okay.Now, brothers and sisters, we're going to move into verse 7, which is very, very powerful. And it is about remembering your leaders.
我们要读第七节，第七节有关就是怎样纪念。第七节是纪念引导你的人，传神道给你们的人是怎样纪念他们。这第七节。
This picture is my spiritual mentor who led me to Christ after we studied the book of Romans.
我们这个照片上面的人就是我的 我的老师就是以前属灵的老师，他就是在我刚开始一起读罗马书的时候我就认识他，然后他一直带领我很多年。
We had for 53 years,
我和他认识有53年。
We had the Paul Timothy relationship.
我和他的差不多的关系就像保罗和提摩太的关系差不多。
He was there on the first day that I became a believer when I finished the book of Romans and I realized I am lost. I am lost.
我以前年轻的时候第一次读罗马书，我那次读了罗马书之后我就意识到我是失丧的灵魂，我要变成一个信徒，那个时候开始第一天的时候我就认识他。
His name is Warfield.
他叫 Warfield.
He's from Tudor, Montana. Tudor, Montana.
Tudor,
maybe 53 people that live there.
他这个人以前是从蒙塔纳州来的，那个镇叫两点，这个镇他差不多50个人就住在那个镇里面，一共他从那个地方来的。
Never married.
从来没有结过婚。
No biological children.
没有自己的亲生孩子。
But from what I can tell,He was a missionary in Japan for about 30 years.
他在日本做宣道士做了30年。
A graduate of UW Army Corps of Engineers.
他是在这个华盛顿大学，这个是军事物理专业毕业的。
He did not waste his life. Yeah, he discipled. He may have, I don't know the number, and I'm not exaggerating. 100, 300 kids spiritually.
他
enormous group of people.
他差不多从属灵上带领差不多100个还是300个这样的年轻人，带领他们一直信主，是非常非常多的人。
So he had his 30 years in Japan as a missionary, and then he retired to Honolulu, and the church he went to, I preach there every time I go, it's more than half are Japanese there, local Japanese.
Yeah.
He was very comfortable there.
他在日本做了30年的宣道士，退休以后他就回到 Honolulu 这个夏威夷这个岛上，然后他去的那个教会呢，所以我每次去的时候也是在那里宣道的。那个教会呢是差不多有30% 以上是日本地的 Honolulu 本地的日本裔的美国人，他在那里觉得他很舒服，因为他觉得很亲切，因为他是在日本待了30年。
So what if my spiritual man died 2 months ago?
我这位属灵的带领领袖是他是两个月以前去世了。
I went home to Honolulu and spoke at his memorial service and preached at his church.
我回到那个 Honolulu 是我的家，然后呢，我在那个在他追思礼拜的那个上面呢讲话。
From the day I became a Christian, born again, to use that beautiful phrase, he tracked me all my life.And shepherded me, guided me.
Yeah, 从我那天成为基督徒，重生得救以后，他这一辈子一直在这里在那里带领我，在这里跟着我，就是作为我属灵的带领。
I was his spiritual son.
我是他属灵的儿子。
And he watched my life to see is Dick Andrews still following Christ? Is he still following him, or is he going back to?His old ways.
他的一生就是在那里说，我的这个儿子 Dick Andrew 是不是一辈子还在跟着我，跟着我们的耶稣，而不是回到他以前的旧生命里面去。
So when I preach, he'd sit about two-thirds of the way back on this side. Sometimes he'd change sides to keep me alert. He would be there and listening.
每次我去的话，要或者就是坐在这一边的三分之二那个位置的座位，或者是换一个位置，他一直在那里跟着我。
He probably heard me preach 20 times at his church.
他差不多在我那里听了我在那个教会里面大概证道有24次之久。
So I'm preaching from the way and I'm looking up at him and he's smiling.
Yeah, 我在一边听一边看他，他在那里笑。
And he's nodding.
他在那里点头。
So far good.
So far, 现在还好。
Yeah. And so after I would preach, we would always go to eat lunch.
我们证道完以后总是一起去吃午餐的。
He was looking to see
Is Christ being formed in you? Galatians. Is Christ being formed in you? Are you letting him form himself in you?
他就是在那里看我有没有基督成形在你里面，你有没有还接着跟随基督。
So when I preach, he would get my spiritual temperature.
当我证道的时候，他在那里测量我属灵的温度。
He could tell if it was kachihua, or he could tell, or the spirit wasn't there. He could tell.
他能够告诉我，能够判断我所说的是客气话，或者是这个属灵的生命还在那里没有。
And so he would come alongside and he check me like a wellness check.
他在那里然后看着我，然后来这里看看给我做一个体检，看看我是不是还健康。
Is Andika following Christ?
是不是安迪克这个安主还在跟随耶稣呢？
Brother, when you have a person who loves you that way,
弟兄们，如果你还看见有这样的一个弟兄在这样的跟随，在仔细的关心你呢？
You can run a better race that's marked out for you.
你可以在这个跑道上跑得更好一点。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
It means that if you do not have a mentor or a discipler, one or two.Who keep track of you? If you don't have them, you're running a race alone.
所以这什么意思呢？就是如果你没有这样一个属灵的伙伴，属灵的长者来这里关心你，然后看顾你的话，你就是自己一个人在独自跑。
It's dangerous to be a loner.
如果是独自跑的话，就比较危险一点。
And so, if you don't want to pray for a mentor.You'll probably get no mentor.
如果你不祷告能够得一个属灵的带领的话，你可能就得不到一个属灵的带领。
I urge you to have some people you trust in your lives that can help run with you.
我深深渴望，如果你在生命中有人可以值得信赖的话，我希望你找他们一起跑。
And this scripture is for men and women because men and women can disciple people.
这段经文是给男也是给女的，因为男和女都能够成为一个属灵的带领。
I've lost 5 spiritual leaders in the last 2 years. They were all in their 80s and 90s. Warford was 3 weeks away from being 94.
Yeah.
That's a good run.
Yeah. 他差不多过去两年中，他失去了4位属灵的长辈，差不多这些人都是在80岁、90岁中间。这位沃菲尔的这位弟兄，再差4个月就是94了，
so、
两个月就是94了。
So I've been to 5 memorial services in the last 2 years.
我过去两年去了5个。这个罪事礼拜。
Yeah, and yesterday we did Warfield, and we found his Japanese name.
昨天去做了这个 Warfield 的这个罪事礼拜，我发现了他的日本名字。
We did not dare to have open mic, let people come up from the audience because we'd be there till midnight.
我们在那里就不敢让弟兄姐妹上来做为他做见证或者是讲一些话，因为不然的话呢，差不多会弄到半夜也做不完呢。
So we had to select carefully who would speak about him because we couldn't go on and on and on and on and on.
我们呢仔细要选谁可以为他说话，因为不可能我们就不停的进行下去。
So I had the honor of having the last tribute for my friend.
所以我有这样一个荣誉，然后最后给他做最后的总结。
And if you look at verse 7,
如果你看第七节，
it says this, examine the lives of your spiritual leaders. Go ahead and watch their lives very carefully.
你要看他们一生所行的，他们所做的，他们要仔细的观察他们。
And they are described by those who led you and those who spoke the word of God to you.
所以这第七节是这样讲的，从前引导你们传神之道给你们的人。
Listen to them. Are they living? Are they in the Word? Are they speaking the Word? Are they living the Word? Can you see it in their lives? If you can see it, then and it lines up with the Bible, imitate their faith then.
要仔细地听，仔细地看看他们是不是遵循神的话，然后把他们的一生的行为和神的话语，看看他们是不是相符。
I watched my friend Warfel for 53 years. I watched how he lived, how he spent his money, how he prayed, how he talked with people. I watched it, and it was the real Christ life in him. It was really the real deal.
我在那里观察Warfel这个弟兄是怎样生活的，他是怎样祷告的，怎样 跟别人相处的，怎样花钱的，我真是能够判断他是真正的一生跟随神的人， 53年之久。
So brothers and sisters, what's a lesson from this?
我们都要学一些怎样功课呢？
A spiritual leader has influence over lives.
一个，doesn't
influence people.
这个属灵的领袖对你的一生会有这个影响。
And the influence is primarily from the Word of God.
这个影响主要的是能力是从神而来。
And when you watch them, you should see the Word of God operating. You should see the Holy Spirit operating in them. You should see the fruit of the Spirit. You should see that they're not crazy about money. You should see that they're hospitable. And all those verses that came before, you should probably see those characteristics in them.
如果是属灵的领袖，是好的，属灵的带领的话，你会看见他们是这样的怎样的敬畏神，怎样的不太钱财，怎样的尊重婚姻，所有他一些的行为都是神给，都是神给他的恩典。然后你看着他们就是完全照着神所指引的所行为的。
Spiritual leaders, men and women, have influence over other people's lives.
那些属灵的带领，他会影响其他人的生活、生命。
Therefore, spiritual leaders must walk in honest and pure ways.
所以那些属灵领袖一定要走一个纯洁的路。
And I heard it in the prayers today from our brother. They must confess their sins and return to the Lord for His forgiveness.
所以他们一定要在神面前认罪悔改，然后回到神耶稣那里求他的赦免。
We are never talking about perfect people or perfect lives. Never. It won't happen on earth.
我们从来没有说完美的人，在这个世界上不存在这样一个完美的人。
But when we as spiritual leaders sin, we need to confess that and get back to the Lord who alone can forgive us. That's what I heard in the prayer today. It's a good word.
Yeah, 如果我们是属灵的带领的话，我们也一定要向神认罪悔改，回到神的面前求神的赦免。
It was a whole year when David had not only committed adultery with Bathsheba, and killed her husband, murdered her husband. It was a whole year before he turned back to the Lord.
我们记得以前大卫王他能够把那个八十八抢来，然后杀了他的丈夫，差不多花了一年的时间，这个是整个他才悔改。
And he turned back because Nathan the prophet came and said, "You're the man. You're the guilty one."
所以他悔改的原因是那个拿单先知能够到他面前来跟他说，你就是那个恶人。
And the word says the thing that David did displeased the Lord.
所以圣经上说，大卫所行的不讨神的喜悦。
The scripture also says, "Here's a man after my own heart. He's going to return to me, and he's going to make it right with me."
所以，但是圣经上是这样说，这是追求我心意的人，所以他会回到我这里来。
Brothers and sisters, men and women, those of you who have spiritual authority, your lives are being watched by
men.
Never shoot for perfection in your life, it won't work.
不要完全去追求这个完美，这个是不大可能的事情。
But look for walking by faith, because it says when the Son of Man comes back to earth, will he find faith on the earth? And so here's this exhortation: faith is very important. And when you see spiritual leaders who are walking a walk where they are getting back to the Lord, staying in contact with them all the time, imitate their faith, not imitate their habits or imitate what the car they drive or their clothing. No. Imitate their faith. When you see the faith is biblical, that's what you want to imitate. That will carry you.
当你看见属灵领袖怎样的一生跟随主的话，你不是要在那里跟模拟就是复制他的行为这样的行为，不论他是住什么样的房子，开什么样的车，并不是你要在那里完全效仿的。你要效仿是他的信心，他的信心在怎么样子，怎样一生跟随神，才是你所要效仿的。
Brothers, so you can see what's happened. You've got seven beautiful verses, and now comes the ultimate foundation.
所以大家看见没有？你看见有七个很美丽的例子，这最后到了一个基础。
How can you possibly live in a way that is pleasing to God?
就是你怎样才能活出一生能够讨神的喜悦的一生呢？
And it's right there in verse 8.
第八节是这样说的。
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
耶稣基督昨天、今天、一直到永远是一样的。
That's the unshakable foundation to build our lives on.
这个是不能动摇的基础，是我们建立我们信心的基础。
If we build our lives on careers, or money, or even relationships, houses, possessions, we build there, we lose.
如果我们把我们的生命的基础建立在我们的生活上的事情，不论是事业啊、房子啊、关系啊，这些都是让我们失败的。
We came in as a baby, possibly in the hospital, no clothing, no mic, no bank account, no credit card, no cell phones.
我们生下来的人都是侧身来到这个世界上的，既没有信用卡，也没有银行账号，也没有手机。
And guess how we're going out?
我们走的时候是怎样呢？
Too much stuff in my home.
这是我在我的家里有太多东西了。
My poor son who's been a DD executor, I'm trying to get rid of things because he's a young dad. He does not need to clean my stuff up.
Yeah, 我的儿子估计会来替我把这些午后在地上的东西给清洁掉。
Harder and harder. Throw stuff away, give away books.
要把我的东西全部扔掉或者给掉，因为他是年轻人，他不要我这个老头所留下的东西。
I have more dress shirts than the Bible will allow. I may have 20 dress shirts, maybe more.
我在这里有好看的衣服，他都有20套之多，那些我根本穿不了。
What's the point? I came in with nothing.
什么点呢？就是我来的时候什么也没带了。
I'd like to go out with less, but I have a long way to go. I need to simplify this stuff I have.
我要走的话，我要把我的身上的东西也要简化。我也还有很多东西，我因为一段时间。
I see some files. I think maybe some of you have stuff that you don't need.
我看见一些
笑容。Don't give it to me. Don't give me books.
不要给我书本，也不要给我，我不需要。
And so, brothers and sisters, here we are, and we are understanding the only sure foundation.
我们这里知道，我们真的完全有依靠的基础。
I don't care what school you went to graduate school in. I don't care where it is. I don't care how famous it is. You're not taking that with you. You're not taking it with. That degree is staying here.
就是不论你去什么有名的学校，拿了什么样的学位，这些东西都跟你走不了，这些东西都留在这个世上。
Because it says you put your whole life in Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. That is the sure foundation, not sand.
所以你在这里所看见的就是一个经文，就说的耶稣基督昨天今天都是一样的，这是你所要立的根基，不是沙土。
And you know what? When we go home to the Big Island of Hawaii for our family reunion this year,
我们今年要去那个夏威夷大岛去家庭团聚。
The youngest generation is putting on the reunion.
这个年轻人在做这个家庭聚会这个工作。
Guess what?
他们要说什么？知道
吗 ？No T-shirts this year.
那这今年就不用 T 这个 T。
Too hard. Keep it simple. They already closed it. No T-shirts this year. That's the younger generation who maybe they've caught on. They don't need more T-shirts.
那些年轻人说不需要再做的 T 恤了，我们。
What they need is aloha ke kahi. They need to love one another.
他们所要的就是相互的爱。相互的爱。
We're taking my two grandsons, Joshua and Caleb, to the Hawaiian Islands for the first time.
我们第一次要带我们的那两个孙子去那个夏威夷这个岛。
They're 10 and 6 years old.
他们是十岁和六岁。
They're as white as anything. Their skin is really white, and wait till the sun gets a hold of them.
他们的皮肤也太白了，他们要去晒晒太阳，能够把它黑一点。
They need lots of skin protection.
他们要这个在保护他的皮肤。
They're going to get a glimpse for the first time of their Hawaiian side of the family.
他们是
They're going to see lots of people, and in their memories, they're going to remember what family looks like, what Ohana looks like.
Yeah, 这是第一次他们去看这么多的家庭成员，是他们一生中第一次能够看家庭中还有其他的一些人。
Remember, you're not in this life just for yourself. You know that, right? You know that.
所以大家记得，你在这一生活的时候，不是为你而活。
Especially Chinese know this. The generations.
是，中国人更知道一些，就是有一代一代的人。
The generations is really part of the future, of course.
这个你的下一代下就是将来的希望。
The Japanese had a book called Kodomo no Tameni, which says, "For the sake of the children." I will work the fields.
哎呀，所以他日本人有一本书，就是为了孩子，为了下一代，他要在田里干活。这本书，这是很美的一本书。
Thank you for listening. May you apply what's real and true to your life. May the Holy Spirit help us walk in such a way that our foundation is in Christ. And when it comes our time to die, in Christ, all we have to do is die.
当我们就是说今天的所有信息就是大家要把这个耶稣基督作为我们一生的根基而不是其他的当我们如果要把耶稣基督作为我们的根基我们要死的时候我们就能够安然去世是吧
对谢谢
好今天也是我做主席好我们we are glad that